Yeah.
Yeah.
There are ways to do it though. Just have to like talk softly and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not be able to do that.
Okay,
Like
so I think it's working now.
I'd
Thank
be
you.
like 3 minutes in, I'd be like, "Well, I have boobs." And that would be about like
Hey,
all the go.
are we gonna continue the question and answer yet?
Oh
Hey,
yeah,
yeah, we should
that's
probably
right.
do
We
that.
were doing something.
Who's next?
Pro,
I just need to have a
pro dude.
blog spot up
Ah,
so I can
someone
see
with
it.
it actually has a pronounceable name. Sweet, pro dude, you're up next. I thought you were on here.
Pro dude.
Maybe not. Oh.
Produce.
He messaged me like half an hour before the Q&A saying, am I going to be on there? And I said, yes, you are. Oh, no, that was the guy from somewhere in Europe. That's right. He said he couldn't make it because it was like 3 a.m. over there. Anyway,
Oh, dang.
next person is, oh God, another unpronounceable name. The WWE Killer. I guess that's not that bad. Yes, no, maybe.
Hello.
Hello. Is this he? I
Good
don't.
question. Just coming to tell us how bad we did.
The insanity. That is actually the end of the list, so if someone was not on that list, then just speak up and you can ask a question, I guess. We'll just do a free for all. That's kind of what this turned into.
Alright, I guess I'll ask a question, please. Did you ask me yet?
Don't think so.
No, we didn't.
First of all, alright, enough of that. Have you ever, have you ever, has Russ, what did Ross Stout think of your, like, just your videos? Has he ever commented on them or said anything about them?
I semi-answered that
No.
earlier, but the short answer is no, he hasn't. Though I did try to contact him, but he hasn't gotten back to me. See earlier
I don't
comment.
think he even knows Shepherd's Mind exists,
Yeah, I mean,
personally.
given how
And
busy
it's
he sounds, I would not be surprised if he doesn't have time. And I can kind of understand that.
I haven't gotten a chance to ask a question yet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ask away.
All right. Okay, this is my man, I really hate my memory.
Fair enough.
I'll talk back when I remember my question.
Sounds
I
good.
just forgot
Okay,
it.
well, I was gonna say, like, on Freeman's Mind blog or the blog spot, it's like he's talking whenever he blogs. He's always trying to make us like feel sad. Like some of his blogs is like, yeah, I'm working on a CP and I'm just working so hard all days and nights. And he's trying to make us feel like it's like some rehab thing.
Holy
It's like, oh, I'm
crap.
doing it, man. I can do it. So, yeah.
What about it?
Was there a question in there?
Think it
I
was
think there's
just
a,
a
I think
Yeah, I didn't hear
just a
much of a
comment.
Okay,
It's
well,
okay.
so that's
When we run
cool.
out of questions, we can resort to comments. It's cool.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, I didn't get a question.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, go for it.
If you could have five people on a zombie apocalypse, who would it be?
Wait, what? Sorry.
You could have five people on a zombie apocalypse, who would it be?
Five people.
Five people to help. Five superheroes.
Superman.
The
Five
four
Well,
people.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are there just as a given.
Also Chuck North.
No, but he's
Nah,
in
not
real life, he's an
Randy.
actor,
You
so
don't
he
punch
failed
zombies.
miserably. Yeah, you don't punch zombies.
If Billy Mays was still around, I would say Billy Mays.
Yes.
Yeah, Billy Mays.
Mike.
Actually, no, he'd
Look
be one
what
of the
you stuck.
zombies, wouldn't he? And Michael Jackson. Actually, if Michael Jackson were a zombie, I'd follow him around with a boombox and play Thriller all the time.
Yeah.
I just follow
Nice.
him around, you know.
Hey,
See his
I think I
dummy
remember.
zombie dance
I
then.
Even if he
remember.
didn't dance, I'd just do it.
I remember. Okay, actually, I have two questions. Is that okay? All right. The first one is. The first one is for the person from Shepherd's Mind.
Okay.
I was just wondering at. Because I realized that at some points in the in the game, especially at the end and the final boss, the like final boss thing. What are you gonna do, like, to strategize that? Cause it can get really difficult at points, especially the part where if you mess up, then the whole place explodes. So what do you?
That's not fun.
Oh, that so, part, yeah. Well,
yeah. What
I
are
mean,
your
obviously,
ideas?
Just do a lot of takes.
Yeah.
And then. Like you saw when I was fighting the Black Ops, I used no target a lot, because
yeah.
those guys are just overpowered, so it's good if I can sneak
yeah.
up on them. Even if it's like Deus Ex Machina. Even then, though, if I take too much damage, I'll probably like pass out and wake up somewhere else with like a doctor standing, kind of like what Barney
like,
did.
Yeah, when he... yeah.
The new episode.
Alright, so now for
at,
my
at
second
the end boss,
question.
The end boss will probably have to be done in parts, but there is a health station right next to it. Well, I mean,
it
like,
gets really frustrating
of...
with laser turrets
oh, yeah, that.
Flying across the screen and stuff like that. That gets really annoying there. Alright, my second question for Ian Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hate my memory!
Oh boy,
this is gonna be an issue.
It's going to be a long night.
So
I will try. I'll try to remember as soon as possible.
Okay, well, Jack will just send me another question if we. Can.
I actually have a question for pretty much both of you guys. In your personal opinion, what would be your most favorite Freeman's Mind episode or favorite line?
What was it? Oh. Laser! Caution! Laser! Caution! Laser!
Right,
what
well,
could it mean?
What could it mean?
Yeah, okay, well, if that's your favorite, then I'm going to do something different. Mine would be in episode 6, when he goes down the elevator, you know, he goes, all aboard! No, not you! You don't have a ticket! And then it just absolutely got me in stitches when he goes to spit over the edge, and he goes, what's that? Face crabs! Batter up! That whole section right there. I was just laughing hysterically from the second he got
strike
on
one! Strike, strike two!
Oh, speaking
strike
of elevators...
It's raining!
I like the one where he...
I mean,
where he goes onto the elevator and he starts like, I always like to be an evil scientist. And then he just starts laughing. Okay, I better calm down. I don't want to repeat of Monday.
Yeah.
I really want to know what happened on
Monday. I wouldn't
Monday.
Like to see Monday. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, Jackal had another question. It was, why did you choose to do Blue Shift back when you started before Crimson? I guess he means before I saw... Oh, are you... I don't know. Maybe he's addressing Crimson. I guess we'll just do it for both of us. I chose to do Blue Shift because I have no idea. I honestly, looking back, I wish I'd done Opposing Force. But actually, no, that's why I didn't do it, because I really don't think I have the voice to do the typical soldier voice. I think that's why I chose to do Barney, because my voice, even though it doesn't match Barney's, is at least a little closer to Barney's than it is to Shepard's, what I would imagine Shepard's would be, I suppose, since you don't really hear Shepard.
Shepard.
So yeah, Crimson, why did
I
you...
I was going to do Barney's mic, then I decided to do Opposing Force, but...
Why did you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you guys not do the training, like especially with the Opposing Force training?
I might do that later.
What's its real sergeant?
Yeah, if I remember, Crimson, you mentioned that you wanted
Shoot.
To do that at some point in an episode. Like you want to do like a flashback, like how I did for my training, but in some addition, some
I
different
may,
way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did
like
include
a,
the training
a
in my last episode.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Mine will probably be the whole thing, though, I think. Well, most of it. Some of the stuff doesn't really work, like, press your move key. It's like, what?
Yeah, you notice when I did the...
why don't
the...
I just walk forward?
Yeah, you notice when I did the
yeah,
flashback, I cut out a lot of sections. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made any sense.
The best part would still have to be just the word of, like, the drill instructor is yelling at you.
Yeah.
And then when he walks up to other people, you should, like, walk up to him and, like, you know, like, just, like, make comment about what he's saying.
It's like, wait a minute, isn't he quoting Full Metal Jacket? Yeah.
Wow. Hey Shepard. Person who mm-hmm. has Shepard's mind, sorry. I actually noticed something in the boot camp. Actually, after once you can move around, you look behind you, you'll see your at your bed, you can see a crate. If you open it, there will be a notepad with a with the Counter Strike symbol on it.
So what happened?
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Ian, how much do you love your service provider?
That wasn't my service provider. That was my recording software that's recording Skype. It's only decided that dumping everything it had just recorded to my hard drive was a good idea. And that equaled bad idea for Skype. It completely destroyed Skype. So after it finished dumping about...
Hey, Ian!
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Ian!
No, you gotta
I remember what I was going to tell you.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
Ian.
Yes.
And I was wondering, do you use Half-Life mods at all?
Well, he's got the high-definition mod. That's fun.
I use the high-definition mod, but that's it. Mods. I don't use it. Like, what other mods do you mean? Like, do you mod something?
I can't get that mod to work.
Full game mod.
Speaking of Gmod...
and also, how do I get the HD pack onto my game? I can't get it.
Send me a message on YouTube or something, and I'll let you know how to do it.
I did before, but you never answered.
I didn't.
When I downloaded it, it gave me instructions, and it didn't work.
Okay. I told you, I sent you a message like 3 different times on YouTube and you never answered.
I sometimes lose messages. Send it to me again. And I actually finally found the link to the Valve installer that actually does all the installation for you and makes it ridiculously easy. So let me send
that. Be nice if you could send that to me.
Because that's what I had found originally. It's in the most obscure spot. It's like a Valve wiki page or something like that. It's so
hold
hard
on.
To find.
Hold on,
I know where it is. Yeah.
Someone send it to me.
I think a cool idea would be like one bonus episode is like Barney Calhoun after he gets out of Black Mesa several years later. He now lives in like the city. He now lives in like Evo City or something. And you would make that in like Gary's mod.
Yeah, I kind of flirted with the idea of doing an in-between thing with Barney after Black Mesa, but I basically decided that I didn't really want to touch that part of the story in case it messed up with some canon later on down the road, and B, it just seemed like more trouble than it was worth.
Hey, Ian, should I, like, send you a message on YouTube?
Yeah,
and you'll send me the link to the Valve thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Gmod Idiot Box is so funny.
What? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll just mute my mic and send you the message on YouTube, okay?
Cool.
I'll still be listening to the conversation. So, muting now.
Alrighty.
Hey, Crimson.
Oh, cool.
What's up?
How do you do that at the beginning of episode 11 of Shepherd's Mind, where you're in Zen and then you use the teleporter thing?
I pressed the right mouse button and then
laser
teleported me away.
I mean
magic.
Oh, but you mean how was I floating in like midair?
Were you no-clipping? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll notice that I didn't actually turn around, because if I had, I would have seen just the floating islands again.
Oh, okay.
Which is that, by the way.
Yeah, I've actually yet to use noclip or any of the other cheats in the game. I've just really never figured out a use for them, but there is one coming up where I think I will be using noclip. I'm not saying watch, though.
I don't know if this question has been asked before, but do you got any ideas after you're done with the episode?
Yeah, that was asked, but I answered that, but I don't think Crimson did. So, I'll let Crimson answer that one.
What was the question?
What are you doing after Shepherd's Mind?
Well, actually, I'm already in another machinima that's not related to the mines. It's some Halo machinima, but I can't tell you anything about it. It's not released yet. It's not going to be for, like, months and months. but there you go. I'll probably be doing a lot of that.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that. It's still kind of laggy for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Turn your mic up.
Hey, Ian, are you planning to go to the place where you can see Freeman being dragged away by the soldiers?
Well, yeah,
through the
I have
event?
To. At the very end,
you have to.
For those who aren't familiar, at the very end, Barney gets stuck in the teleportation thing where he starts jumping from place to place, and the last place he goes is he sees Freeman being dragged away.
I think we need to pressure Ross Scott to at least make a 5-second line for that part where he's like yelling, "Oh no, I'm being dragged away" or something.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to try to get to him if I emailed him, to try to get him to just do. I just wanted him to do a groaning sound. That's all I wanted to ask him to do. But I thought it'd be awesome if he made an exclusive thing, because that wouldn't show up in his videos at all. So I just thought that'd be fun. But yeah, he, like I said, still has not responded to me at all. So. Anyway.
All right, I gotta go, you guys, so see you later.
Yeah, I think we're gonna wrap this up right now, because we're kind of, I don't know, I think we're almost at
all right,
like,
see ya.
Minutes of stuff, so.
Anyways, see you later.
Alrighty, so we're gonna wrap this up right now, I guess. Any last second questions?
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Don't knock your drink over.
I'm sorry. I just threw my webcam across my room, which is my microphone.
That's not a good thing
great.
To do.
Great. Don't spill the fruit juice.
Oh, and good thing there was no drink. Good thing there was no drink in that cup that it hit.
Crimson, are you gonna do
All right. See ya.
Are you gonna do the worm fight thingy? I forgot what it's called. Sorry. The
Pit
a giant worm. Pitworm, that's it, thank you. Are you going to fight him, or are you going to skip that?
Well, there is a way to skip past it, but I think I'll do it, just because it's got that funny bit with the Star Wars trash compactor, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen a few videos of it.
That'll be fun to do.
Cool.
Ian and I were talking about that the other day, actually.
Yeah, I remember that. There's so many Star Wars-y jokes. Something just brushed past my leg.
Yeah. Trying to think of anything last I want to say. I don't know.
I just said a last minute thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering about, like, when towards the end of the game where, how Barney sees, that of like coolant liquid that really kills you really fast.
The bluish.
I was wondering which you're gonna. I found that out there's like two paths you can do. You can either hop across that on tiny barrels, or move in a steel barrel onto the path of the dynamite. Which one of those paths are you gonna take?
I was going to do the jumping across the barrels thing. A little preview. One thing I was planning to do, because I also meet the hornet shooting guy there. I was planning to have Barney get shot by the bees, and he's going to run over to the coolant and go, "Ah, bees!" and jump into the coolant. And he's going to swim around for a second and go, "Ah, coolant!" and he's going to run out again.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. The ending of Barney's mind is going to be pretty awesome.
One last thing.
Sure.
How often are you going to be making these episodes? The episodes? Like
between once a week.
One or two weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to do it every week, like, or every other week, somewhere in there. No, not one or two a week, but probably, I think we're both going to do either one a week or one every other week, depending on how busy we are.
Actually, I just thought of a question. I was thinking, you guys tell us, like, when you're going to bring them out, but does it really take that long, or do you do other stuff?
No, I just wonder how long
it really takes.
As it turns out, we do actually have lives outside of this, so...
No,
yeah,
I...
We do.
Oh my god, you have lives! That's so
are you serious?
Ew.
I need one of those.
I
know, right?
I need one too. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I spend most of my time playing Steam games, so
that is.
I was just wondering how long
my
really
biggest
takes.
Interruption of Barney's mind is Steam games.
Team Fortress 2.
I actually played through all of Blue Shift during a Let's Play in 3 days.
I can beat the game in 3 hours. I actually did to do that finale trailer. I had to go from episode 8. From that part all the way to the end. I did it in like an hour, I think, just so I could get to the end level to record it.
Well, anyway,
such a short game.
You did that just to make a trailer?
Just
to make a trailer?
When there's another
actually,
mind episode out.
Go ahead.
But yeah, sometimes when there's a new Freeman's or Ernie's mind out, I'll just like go and play the games from that part and just see where they're headed next. It's
yeah.
I wish I could do that, but I don't have.
Hey,
I'm like, Freeman's gonna meet the Marines next, I think. Next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's gonna be awesome.
That should be.
Yeah.
Crispin.
He's gonna be like, I'm not the bad guy.
Crispin.
And then
Crispin. However you pronounce your name. I was thinking that, when you were talking about, like, getting the medals. Getting those medals, like the Medal of Honor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how you kept on talking about you're probably eligible for that. And then, and when you actually did that classic maneuver, when the decoy maneuver, you threw it. When you stood up, when Shepard actually did get up, the guy was looking at you. Then he just turned around right before the grenade exploded.
I don't know how that happened. It was so perfect.
I know.
Just amazing. He was like, "What? What was that noise?" It was like, ah.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that too. Sometimes the AI.
I know
it's
funny how. Be stupid.
Yeah. Sometimes the AI will, if they haven't like gone into their combat, I'm shooting you mode, and they're just kind of standing around. They will look at grenades and just kind of go, "What?" And so yeah,
wow.
You can do those kind of you can do those kind of decoy things.
I like
so
how you and I also like how you were like were describing it. It was the perfect decoy maneuver. He was like, it's like, oh shit, a grenade! Hi, you should have been looking at me. Oh no, you got a gun! Boom! Now you're dead.
Like I said though, that kind of stuff it just writes itself though. It's like what?
I know.
Yeah.
Basically, I just go. I say to myself, okay, you know, first. What would I do in this situation? And then, you know, what would Shepard do in this situation? And then it kind of comes in between there.
Hide in the corner, suck your thumb, or shoot.
I tried doing something like that, but the guy saw me when I was riding in, and he just and he started shooting me before I even got off the thing. So
well, Crimson's
well, yeah,
a dirty cheater to get around that.
Yeah. Damn cheater.
Yeah, sometimes I was like, I'm gonna try doing what Shepard did, then bam, I'm dead. I literally had like 2 HP left.
Oh god.
But then boom, gone. Yeah, I actually do sometimes use cheats.
I had to use a cheat on the last boss of Half-Life. He kept teleporting me
really
to that
hard.
Stupid cell place.
I know.
Yeah. I just, like, no-clipped and then jumped on top of his head and then started rocketing the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you're supposed to throw a grenade in his head.
Yeah.
Either way.
Really?
Either way, rockets or grenades.
That's a good point, actually. How is Ross Scott going to deal with the Nylanth?
I was thinking that, too.
After he eats it.
I have a strategy for it. I actually have a good strategy for it.
What?
Run around like an idiot shooting those little spike things, and then eventually get up to his head, throw a satchel on it, get to the ground, blow him up.
That's
and
actually a good idea.
Sounds good in speaking terms, but then when you're doing it, you know, it kind
of... I actually did succeed in doing that, and I got out of the game with like 2 HP.
Damn.
My personal theory of what he's going to do...
But then a glitch...
Go ahead.
What's your personal... Go ahead.
Anyway, my personal theory of what he's going to do is probably he's going to cheat, essentially, and make the boss a lot easier. Like, he's going to give it a lot of damage, and then he'll actually, you know, then he'll start showing what he's doing. So he'll only actually show, like, the end bit of the battle or something like that, so you don't actually see him doing, like, taking a lot of damage and having to blow it up a bunch of times, so that it makes it look like he kills in, like, one or two shots, something like that. That's what I think he's going to do.
He could increase the damage abilities to his guns in the console, so he could,
does kill aliens a lot faster than it should be.
Yeah, like,
possible
one or two bullets with the Glock and bring them down, which is
May be Half-Life Source, or that may be something.
I don't know, because sometimes, like, as he's going, he'll shoot him with two Glock shots, and it takes me, like, seven. So
exactly.
I'm like,
I think I don't think it's a Source thing.
Well,
I think he's got
a
Glock
gun. Two shots.
But... yeah, I don't know.
E equal hacker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I was just wondering, what's he going to do with the G-Man? Because you can have a choice. You can either go and work for the G-Man, or you can not. Like, I was wondering.
And if you don't, there's like an army of alien hunters, and you have no guns.
Yeah.
You have no weapons, and there's like 100
alien
hunters.
But both of them end the game, though. Neither of them actually are like, you know, you die. It's just either one ends the game in one way or another. So, yeah, you can.
I know.
It's just one of them's canon and one of them's not. This is
I was just about to say, if he's gonna do Half-Life 2, which I hope he does, he's probably gonna work.
I doubt
for
it,
man.
I'm gonna doubt it. I really do doubt
Several
it.
Several people have already made one like that. A bunch of people make Half-Life 2, Freeman's Mind version. It's like Half-Life 2, and I've seen three different ones. Half-Life 2, Freeman's Mind version 2.0, and Freeman's Mind Half-Life 2 version. All three of them suck.
I know.
The only people who can do good minds are Crimson, Ian, and
I'm glad I've
never
seen them.
Only Ross Scott can make a good Freeman's Mind, Ian Riley a good Barney's Mind, and
Crimson a good Shepherd's Mind.
Ooh.
And Crimson White, Robin Darnell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Robin Darnell.
Robin, you've been that guy for pretty much this whole thing.
Seriously,
really
I'm
going
to say you are forever in stone. You are Shepard. Seriously.
And okay. Lancelot Counter-Strike.
You know what? You can call me Shepard. It's fine.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, there you go.
Right,
okay.
I have a quick question. Both of you. Do you either of you play Counter-Strike? And if yes, can I play with you sometime?
I don't have Counter-Strike.
That out.
Ian
yeah,
has Counter-Strike.
I play Counter-Strike, and I play it all the time. Yeah. Well, not all the time.
Yeah,
as
I play it a lot.
I can.
Can I
you can have my Steam name.
What is it?
Yeah, I added him,
Is Ian Riley?
I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, it's Ian R.S.
It's
right back. I'm going to go get some food.
It's Ian what?
Ian_R_us. That's all it is. All
right. I'll add you to my Steam and see if I can play and Counter-Strike with you sometime. Now, I am really bored right now, so I'm just gonna click get off of Skype. I'm just gonna go off Skype and send you that
right
message
now,
on.
I think we've
gone
over an
hour.
Yeah, I'm
we started at 8 and now it's 9.
Yeah, so we've been on for
to me,
9
it's
6,
and we started at like 4.
That's so.
Boss
came back.
I'll send you the message on YouTube and then add you on Steam. So later.
Cool. And I'm gonna eat my fork.
As soon as I figure out how to close.
Ian.
What?
It hurts.
Ian.
Okay. Yes. I see you guys talking now.
Riley.
What?
How do I turn off?
Cool.
Skype, do I just do it like Steam? Do I just turn it off like Steam? Do I turn off Skype like I turn off...
You click the red button where it shows the number, the numbers.
I did, but it's still
don't
going.
Yell at me. I'm sorry. Sorry,
I'm
wrong.
So I right
That's
click
it,
the little...
he's getting a spank.
I found it,
so
I found
God.
It.
All right,
I found it.
We need to edit this
before
it goes any farther.
Yeah, please. God.
I found it. Bye.
Ian,
and I'm gonna proceed eating my fork.
Okay.
Ian, like 10 minutes ago, I got an invite from someone for a conference call, and then it showed their name, and then your name was right next to it. Their name was something like Janet B or something.
Yeah. Janet was like trying to get. I don't know. No, she got dropped.
Oh, okay.
Maybe at her at,
trying to send me one.
Anyway, but we're gonna end this. I thought this was fun, but obviously a little too chaotic. I think if we do this again, we'll do it in very much
so
more
it's,
groups.
Yeah. So your Steam is ENRS.
ENRS US. Like.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Do you ever play Half-Life Online?
Yeah.
Ah.
Do that.
Anyway, okay. So any.
Bye.
All right.
Hey, Ian.
No, no more questions.
Oh.
We're ending this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
See ya.
All right.
See ya.
See you guys later.
My fan.
Bye. Thanks for the questions. Or thanks for answering questions.
Yeah, no problem.
Stop stuttering.